由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you joined us.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，我哋好高兴你能够收听我哋呢个节目。
And I want to talk to you today about character.
今日咧，我想同你讲一讲有关于品格嘅问题。
In the old days, character was very important.
喺旧阵时咧，品格系非常之重要嘅。
Today, as we get away from God, character is becoming less important.
但系到咗今时今日，由于我哋都远离神，品格咧似乎就变得越嚟越唔重要啦。
I have spent a number of years of studying the area of culture and cultural change.
我曾经咧系花咗好几年嘅时间嚟去研究文化以及咧系文化变迁嘅一啲嘅现象。
In fact, in those days of academia,
实际上喺嗰啲嘅年代里边咧，学术界里边
，there was a standard joke，
有一个经典嘅笑话咧，系咁样讲嘅
，as to why God never receives tenure at a university，
就系话点解喺大学里边神唔能够成为正式嘅教授咧
？There was a saying in the universities that says, "Publish or perish."
因为咧喺大学里边咧，好流行讲一句说话，就系如果唔发表论文，咁咧就要消失噶啦。
Here are some of the reasons why God would never been given a tenure at the university。
有几个嘅原因，有几个嘅理由咧，可以去解释神点解唔能够喺大学里边系被聘请做一个专职嘅教授。
They said that he had only one major publication.
因为咧，嗰啲人就话，因为神系只有一部主要嘅论文嘅著作。
It was written in Hebrew and in Greek.
呢一部嘅论文著作咧，主要咧就系用希伯来文同埋希腊文写成嘅。
And the book had no references.
而呢本书咧，亦都冇任何嘅参考嘅资料。
He wasn't published in prominent journals.
亦都咧唔系喺主流嘅杂志上边咧刊登过任何嘅论文。
And some deny the fact that he wrote the book himself。
甚至咧有人系否定呢本书由神亲自写成嘅。
They say that the scientific community cannot replicate his results。
另外又有啲人话咧喺科学界冇办法重做实验嚟去证明佢当中嘅结论。
And they said he rarely came to class。
又话咧，神好少嚟去教室嗰度咧，系上堂嘅。
But he often told his students to read his book。
但系咧，佢就成日都叫佢嘅学生咧，系读佢嘅书。
And that there are some who insisted that his son taught the class。
亦都有啲人坚持讲，话系神嘅儿子喺度咧，系教呢一门嘅课嘅。
And that he had to expel his first two students。
而且神咧。仲开除咗佢两个最早期嘅学生。
Although there were only 10 requirements, most students have failed.
即使咧只系有十个嘅必修科，但系大多数嘅学生咧都系唔合格嘅。
They said that his office hours were irregular.
佢哋又话神咧冇固定嘅办公时间，你好难咧喺佢嘅一个固定嘅时间咧去揾到佢嘅。
And that he held his classes on a mountain top.
而且咧，神仲系经常咧都喺山顶嗰度系开课去讲书嘅。
And it is that class on the mountain top on which I want to talk about.
咁呢一次咧，我就系要同你去讲一讲有关于呢个喺山顶所开嘅课程。
And we will be discussing this for the next several messages.
我哋咧将会喺跟住落嚟嘅几集节目里边咧，去讨论呢一个嘅主题嘅。
in his class on the mountaintop,
在山顶上面的课堂里面,
God's son taught that what is accepted in society might not be God's standards.
神的儿子教导我们讲呢，就说人间社会所接受的未必呢是合乎神的标准的。
And what is acceptable by God might be rejected by society.
而神所悦纳的有可能呢是被社会拒绝的。
What is easily perceptible today is this.
在今时今日显然易见的呢就是
We have crossed over the divide that marked the difference between worldly standards and biblical and moral standards.
我们呢已经是跨越了世俗和圣经道德标准之间的界限了。
We see that secular and godless morality is accepted by most people.
我们看到大多数的人呢都接受了世俗的无神的那种的道德观。
Around the world.
在全世界各地的人呢都是这样。
People are asking this question.
很多人呢都是问着以下这个的问题。
What do we do in times of cultural upheaval such as ours?
在现今社会这个文化巨变的时代，我们应该做些什么呢？
What do we do in times of moral upheaval?
在道德沦亡的时代，我们应该何去何从呢？
What do we do when we see wholesale departure from biblical frame of reference?
当看到社会上面很广泛地背离了圣经的原则和标准的时候，我们应该怎样反应呢？
What do we do in times of cultural confusion?
在文化混乱的时候，我们应该怎样做呢？
What do we do in times of social change?
社会发生变革的时候，又应该怎样去做呢？
We have only one option.
我们只有一个选择而已。
We are compelled to go back to our anchor.
我们呢一定要翻翻去我们落那个锚的地方，即是说我们放根基的地方。
We are compelled to go back to our foundation.
我们一定要去翻我们那个的基准点那里。
We are compelled to go back to our roots.
我们呢一定要翻翻去我们的根本。
We are compelled to hold onto the truth and refuse to budge or be forced to compromise.
我们一定要坚守真理，不要动摇，也都不要妥协。
Today, we will begin our study by examining what I call the Master's Manifesto.
今天呢，我们要开始去思考一个新的题目，我称之为呢，是主的宣言。
In the Master's Manifesto, you will find that our Master turns the world's standards on its head.
在主的宣言里面，你会发现我们的主将俗世的标准彻底改变了。
Our master turns the world's norms upside down.
我们的主将这个世界的规矩完全是颠倒过来。
Our master reverses the secular pattern of culture.
我们的主将世俗文化的模式呢整个是完全翻转过来。
Therefore,
所以呢
when the secular culture says,
当世俗的文化说
Happy are you who are proud and aggressive,
当世俗的文化说骄傲自大和气势凌人的人有福了。
For you're going to get your way,
因为这样的人就可以呢是随心所欲了。
You hear Jesus say,
你呢却是会听到耶稣这样讲。
Happy are you who are poor in spirit, for you will get the kingdom of heaven.
他说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
When the secular culture says,
当世俗的文化世俗的人呢这样讲的时候。
Happy are you who manipulate and scheme.
他们讲什么呢？当他们说长袖善舞和诡计多端的人有福了。
For yours is the social ladder for climbing.
因为你可以步步高升的。
You will hear Jesus say,
你呢却是会听到耶稣这样讲。
Happy are you who mourn over your sin, for you will be truly comforted.
他说哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
When the secular culture says,
当世俗的人世俗的文化这样讲。
Happy are you who don't care upon whom you can step,
不择手段过桥抽板的人有福了。
For yours is the road to success.
因为呢，这个是通往成功的道路。
You will hear Jesus say,
你却是会听到耶稣这样讲。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
When the secular lord say,
当世俗的人咁样讲嘅时候，讲咩呢？佢就话 ：Happy is the one who accumulates small possessions。意思就系积聚钱财嘅人有福啦。
For that makes life worthwhile。
佢话咁样嘅生活咧，先至系有价值嘅。
You will hear Jesus say，
你却系会听到耶稣咁样讲。
Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled。
他说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
When the revolutionary pundits say,
当革命学家这样说，
Happy are you who are able to get even, for this is a mean world.
当他们说有仇必报的人有福了，因为这个是一个卑鄙的世界。
The Lord Jesus says,
主耶稣呢却是这样说，
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
他说怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
When those who say live for today and live for self，
当有些人说只是为当前的生活、当前的情况、当前的事业去过活，只是为自己而活的时候，
You will hear Jesus say，
你呢就会听到耶稣讲的完全不同的。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God。
他说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
When the world says,
当世俗的人、世俗的一些的价值观这样说，
Happy are those who stir up trouble and scheme and manipulate and lie.
他说为非作歹的、唯恐天下不乱的、很喜欢去讲大话的、很喜欢去制造麻烦、惹事生端的人有福了。
For any selfish cause is a good cause.
因为人不为己，天诛地灭。如果不为了自己呢，很容易呢就是会惹起很多麻烦的。
You will hear Jesus say,
你呢却是会听到主耶稣这样讲。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
耶稣怎样讲呢？耶稣就说使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
When Satan's manifesto says,
而撒旦呢就宣告说，
Happy are you who stamp out God and his word out of public life.
他说那些公开亵渎神和亵渎神的话语的人呢有福了。
For this is how you can destroy Christianity.
因为这样就可以摧毁基督教了。
The master's manifesto says,
但是主呢就有以下这样的宣告。
Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
他说人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
In the Master's Manifesto, you will discover the source and the nature of the character that the world often talks about but seldom understands.
在主耶稣的宣言里面，你会发现世人经常讲到的却是很少理解有关于品格的来源和本性的问题。
Listen to me very carefully, please.
请你呢仔细的、留心的听我跟着要讲的。
I want to tell you something about the truth.
让我呢是跟你讲一些真相的东西。
Character cannot be found.
品格呢是难以建立的
or firmly established in anyone's life，
亦都没办法呢在人的生命里面去巩固的。
Without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ，
除非这个人和耶稣基督是保持着密切的亲密的关系。
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
你同主耶稣基督有冇一个好亲密嘅、好个人嘅关系呢？
I will invite you to do so today.
今日咧，我就诚意邀请你咁样去做啦。
Because you can talk about character all the time.
因为咧，你随时随地都可以高谈阔论去讲咧，系有关于品格嘅种种嘅问题嘅。
You can talk about morality and its laxity in public life.
你可以咧去谈论慢慢系日渐宽松嘅、日渐松弛嘅嗰啲嘅社会道德嗰啲嘅原则嘅。
You can talk about all the social ills.
你亦都可以咧去讨论社会上各式各样嘅病症、各式各样嘅一啲嘅问题嘅。
But without Jesus Christ, we are putting a band-aid on a gunshot wound.
但系如果我哋所讲嘅、我哋所讨论嘅、我哋所关注嘅课题系脱离咗耶稣基督咧，我哋就好似喺一个枪伤咗嘅伤口上边去就咁贴一块嘅橡皮膏，一块嘅好普通嘅胶布。
Without Jesus Christ,
如果我哋系脱离咗耶稣基督，冇咗耶稣基督
，We are treating cancer with aspirin。
我哋咧就好似系用阿司匹林咧，系去医治癌症一样。
Without Jesus Christ,
如果脱离咗耶稣基督，冇咗耶稣基督
，We are putting out a brush fire with a bucket of water。
我哋咧就好似用一小桶嘅水嚟去扑灭丛林里边嘅大火一样。
Without Jesus Christ,
如果系冇咗耶稣基督
，We are draining a flood with a small hose。
我哋咧，亦都好似系用紧一支咧好细好细嘅水管，想话咧系要去吸干洪水一样嘅。
Now, to be sure, the crowd to whom Jesus was speaking could not understand everything that he was saying.
有一样嘢咧，我哋可以肯定嘅，就系当时听耶稣去教训、听耶稣去讲论嘅嗰班嘅群众咧，唔能够完全明白耶稣基督佢嘅教训嘅。
But as God's Messiah, he had a vision for them.
但系耶稣系神嘅尼赛亚。於是咧，對呢一班人，對呢一班嘅群眾咧，佢有一個異象。
He did not only see them the way they were, but the way they could be。
佢唔單止睇見呢班人目前嘅狀況，佢更加咧睇到呢班人佢哋嘅未來。
Isn't that wonderful about the Lord Jesus Christ？
主耶穌基督係幾咁奇妙咧
？He did not only see their inability, but he saw their possibility。
主耶稣佢唔单止睇见我哋人做唔到嘅地方，佢亦都能够睇见人有可能咧系做得到嘅地方。
He did not only see their current condition, but he saw their possible future conduct.
佢唔单止睇到呢班人而家嘅状况，佢亦都睇到呢班人将来可能嘅行为。
As the king who rules in the hearts of men and women.
主耶稣佢系王，佢系掌管人心嘅王。
He knew that when his kingdom was established in the life of an individual, it would be established in the life of a family.
主耶稣佢知道，当佢嘅王国喺一个人嘅生命里边系建立起嚟嘅时候，就会咧系喺整个嘅家庭里边咧系建立噶啦。
When his kingdom established in the life of a family,
而当佢嘅王国在一个家庭里面建立之后
，It will be established in the life of a community。
咁咧就会咧系喺整个嘅社区里面，整个社区嘅生命咧，亦都咧系被建立起嚟啦。
When God's kingdom established in the life of a community，
而当神嘅国度系喺一个社区去建立起嚟，一个社区嘅生命系被建立起嚟嘅时候
，it will be established in a society。
咁咧，神嘅国度咧就会喺整个嘅社会系全面咁样系被建立起嚟啦。
Jesus knew，
主耶稣咧佢知道。
That one person plus the Master's manifesto will make a difference.
就是一个人有了主的宣言，他呢是将会是发生很大很大的变化的。
Because the Master's manifesto tells us that character comes before conduct.
因为主的宣言呢是表明品格的产生呢是在行为之前的。
He tells us that being is more important than doing.
他告诉我们，一个人是一个怎样的人，比起这个人他做些什么事是更加重要的。
Jesus tells us that being spiritual should be more important than ritual.
主耶稣告诉我们，属灵的生命比起那些宗教礼仪啊，做些什么宗教的仪式啊，是更加重要的。
He is telling us that what is below the surface will shape the surface.
他告诉我们，内在的实质，即是我们的内心是怎样去想，怎样是去思想，是决定了外面的形状，即是我们外表的行为是怎样做的。
He is telling us that what is important is not what you have, but what you are.
他告诉我们，重要的不是在于你拥有什么，而是在于你是一个怎样的人。
What Jesus is telling us is that what is in the private heart will shape the public life.
主耶稣告诉我们，个人内心所想的就会呢是形成在他外在的生活里面。
And that is why what we call the Master's Manifesto is a vitally important document.
所以就为什么我们会说主的宣言是非常非常之重要的。
Some of you call it the Beatitudes.
有些人说、主的宣言，即是他在、山顶上面所教的那个课程，是称之为八福。
Jesus has given us his manifesto, and whenever someone has obeyed it, it has made a difference.
耶稣颁布了主的宣言给我们，凡是遵守他的人呢都是会有改变的。
They have changed the world for good and for God.
他们为了神的缘故，将这个世界变得更加美好。
I'll give you one example.
我呢俾一个例子大家。
William Wilberforce
有一个人，佢叫做威廉·韦尔伯福斯先生。
Was a British parliamentarian.
佢系系一位英国嘅国会议员嚟嘅。
Several hundred years ago.
喺几百年前呢，一位嘅英国嘅国会议员。
He read the Master's Manifesto.
He 读到有关于主的宣言那里。
And then single-handedly ended slavery.
之后呢，他就独力推翻了奴隶的制度。
Then Wilberforce was introduced to the Master's Manifesto through John Wesley.
那个时候呢，这一位威廉·韦尔伯福斯先生呢，他是通过约翰·卫斯理呢，才是知道主的宣言的。
And just in case you think that I'm talking about big famous names or giant people, listen carefully.
为了呢是避免你认为我只是会举一些著名的大人物去做例子呢，那就请你是仔细留心地听我跟着要讲的。
John Wesley was introduced to the master by a porter.
约翰卫斯理，这个是一个很出名的基督教界一个很重要的人物，但是他呢认识耶稣呢，他是透过一个的搬运工人才知道呢主的宣言的。
When John Wesley was 21 years of age,
在那个时候 约翰卫斯理咧系只有21岁啫。
He went to Oxford University.
佢咧就喺牛津大学嗰度读书。
Although he was a minister's son,
即管佢系一个传道人嘅仔。
He was gifted.
佢好有天分。
He was good looking.
佢好英俊，个样好好睇。
But he was cynical.
但系咧，佢个人咧系非常之中意要冷嘲热讽。佢个人咧睇嘢睇得好灰嘅。
He was snobbish.
佢当时亦都系非常之势利眼嘅。
And he was sarcastic.
而且咧，仲系好中意去挖苦人，好中意咧去讲一啲好尖刻、好尖酸刻薄嘅说话嘅。
And one night at Oxford University.
咁有一晚咧，喺牛津大学里边。
He was making fun of a porter.
佢当时咧正喺度系取笑紧一个搬运工人。
Who literally had nothing on his back except a coat.
嗰个人除咗一件嘅外套咧，就一无所有啦。
Wesley sarcastically said to him.
卫斯理咧就喺度嘲讽佢咁样讲啦。
What else do you thank God for?
佢话你仲有啲乜嘢可以去感谢你嘅神呢？
And the porter smiled and gently said,
那个搬运工人笑一笑，轻轻咁样讲，
I thank him that he has given me my life.
他说，我感谢神赐生命给我，
And a heart to love him.
亦都赐我一颗爱主的心，
And above all, a constant desire to serve him by serving others.
还有更加重要的是，一个不断的渴望，渴望藉着服侍人就可以咧，系去服侍神啦。
And that became the turning point in John Wesley's life.
呢一个嘅事情，呢一件事系成为咗卫斯理一生嘅一个转捩点。
So every one of you can make a difference.
所以其实你哋每一位、每一个，无论系大人物、系平凡人，都系可以咧，系带嚟生命里边嘅改变嘅。
In the year 1791,
在1791年,
when Wesley was at his deathbed,
当卫斯理他的生命是已经去到尽头的时候,
he was about 88 years of age.
那个时候呢, 他大概是88岁了。
He attributed his life and his ministry to that encounter with the lowly porter.
他就将自己的生命和他一生的侍奉是归功于那次和这个低下的搬运工人的相遇那里。
I have noticed that we've just run out of time.
我留意到我们的时间差不多到了。
And I want to tell you so much more about this.
我真的很想和你多一点去讲讲这一方面的话题。
So will you promise me that you'll tune in next time so you can hear the rest of this?
所以你能不能够答应我下次会再来去收听跟住落嚟嘅部分呢？
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
好啦，愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次节目时间再见。